They're so cute.
When I get up and just drink it, in fact, I will. This is quenching my thirst in the best way.
We are back on the Taste Trail and we're back on the rail corridor again, but this time in the southern section. And our walk begins here at Buena Vista Access Point 2. We're going to be heading down south towards Tanjung Pagar, but we're making a stop for a repast from the past. Prawn noodles with a 80-year history. Let's go! There are so many access points along the rail corridor that you can easily nip in and out, grab a drink, grab a bite, hop back onto the rail corridor, which is exactly what we're gonna do. So you can hear the traffic right above us. It's really, really quite pleasant. We're going to get to a quite colourful part of this section of the rail corridor. There's quite a lot of artwork, people getting creative under this bridge. Look at all the graffiti. I quite like how organic I think this section looks. We're getting to quite a new part of rail corridor and very landscaped, very manicured. This is nice. And it's always nice to be able to take time off to smell the flowers. Ah, they're so cute. That says 6.6 kilometers, Tanjung Pagar in that direction. So onwards we go. This bowl of prawn noodles has been around since 1943. So let's taste the 82-year history of Old Hokkien Street Prawn Mee. The soup, need to give it a taste. Oh, that is really tasty. And it's got a rich, deep flavor, but not too heavy or cloying. It's been boiled for several hours, of course, using fresh sea prawns as well as pork bones. And there's a little bit of pig skin in there as well. Some people might think MSG is enhancing the flavor, but no, they don't use any MSG at all. Oh, I want to pick it up and just drink it. In fact, I will. This is quenching my thirst in the best way after that walk. Okay, so Old Hokkien Street Prawn Mee has its name because that's where it began, as a pushcart way back in 1943. And talking to fourth generation stall owner, Mr. Stan Tan, he's telling me that the most significant thing about their prawn mee is their chili powder. So I am going to be very liberal with it. Making it rain! Okay, on to this enormous bowl. First of all, let me just show you this hefty piece of pork rib. Going to be moist, it's going to be juicy, it's going to be tender. Wow, literally fall off the bone. Now we can't talk about prawn mee without mentioning the prawns, the main ingredient, and these are fresh. They're brought in every day without fail. A piece with a lot of chili powder on it. You're tired from a walk, that's going to wake you up. Look at this. This was another addition, and it is the wet sambal belacan. Look at that. Okay, I'm going to mix it all in. There's lots of chili at the bottom. Get me a mouthful of this stuff. Eye-rollingly good. Oh! Adding extra flavor, it's all these little tasty bits. Fried shallots, as well as crispy pork lard. Together, it is dynamite. Noodle. Oh, kangkong. Skin. Oh. Okay, here goes. Down the hatch. Sweet, savory, so aromatic. It really is a very wholesome and satisfying bowl. For the best of both worlds, you've got to order the prawn mee with the pork rib and the noodles, lots of sambal belacan, and the soup on the side for a perfectly balanced experience. Old Hokkien Street Prawn Mee has all the ingredients for an excellent meal, and it's been firmly built on foundations of family and heritage.